Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Give God the glory for another blessed day. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection. We had some little technical difficulties, but thank God we're in. We had a little challenge. We usually be on before anybody else on these days. But it's only five after, but we're giving God glory and praise and thanking him that we're on. So we want to bless the Lord and give him praise, give him glory. Challenges will come. The Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. But the scripture that's in mind is the one there. He told us there will be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. That's the one that's in my spirit, that he has overcome the world. Greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. So nevertheless, he told us to learn how to praise him and all, give thanks in all things. And we should have an attitude of gratitude every day and giving praise unto him. As we lift up his name, he'll say, glory to God, he'll draw all men unto him as we lift him up. So bless the Lord. That's why we're here. And that's what we're going to do. And in spite of everything that's going on, he still gets the glory because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So bless the Lord for those that just came on and joined us. We bless the Lord again for you, and welcome to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless God as we come together every Monday and Monday night. Glory to God at 7 o'clock to pray and intercede and to stand in the gap and to uplift and to give God his glory. And on the second and fourth Sunday, we have the preaching, glory to God, of the gospel for breaking the bread of life. And thank God for Mother Alexander Evangelist last night that brought forth a powerful word about standing and also in faith. And praise God, the power that we operate in and so forth. We cannot operate in the authority and the power that God's given us if we are mixed up, as she said, and doing things contrary to the will of the Lord, having sin in the camp. But he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank God. There were some things that were said that is definitely for us to live by every day, but more so now in these last days, and things are going to get worse. So we need to be, as believers, as we confess, born-again believers, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, with a mind to be obedient to his will, then we have to know that he's already warned us of the things that's to come. Now it's up to us to get anchored down, and so we won't be easily swayed by the enemy. And like she said, with the voices, no matter what voice we hear through man or any other voice that we hear, we need to know, glory to what God says, stand on it. Stand in faith. Stand on the word. So we thank God for Mother Alexander, again, the evangelist that brought forth a powerful word. And those that worked on and needed to hear, go back and listen, or desire to, is Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection / let me get this right for you. BlogTalkRadio.com. Put that in first. Then / Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection. That's for the ministry where you can go back in and listen to the prior episode or any others prior to that. Bless the Lord. We thank God again for this time that we come together, blessing the Lord. Thank God for those testimonies that have came forth too, and thank God for how he's blessing us every day to have testimony, just to wake up, give him glory, to be in operation of our sound mind and limbs. So we bless him, and even if we're challenged with it, it's still yet things to glorify the Lord, and the ones that we're standing in the gap for too as well. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, just a reading for tonight, but I do want to put this back in your hearing from last night's scripture reading, and I want to read that one. It says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's in Ephesians 6:18. Praise the Lord. And also for us to keep in mind, no matter what we're facing or going through, we hear it all the time, but are we really standing on it? And that is Romans 8:28, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And the other scripture that we should live by, like it's a lifestyle, what Mother
just said last night, when we use it a lot in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and we say it, we preach it, we prophesy it, some just read it and say it's the word, praise the Lord. But as a word, glory to God, as he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures and the quote, but the main thing is hearing it and living by it. Father, we honor you tonight and give glory and praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Truly, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness, for mercy and grace. Thank you for another day that the Lord has made and given us the opportunity to live through in the name of Jesus. No matter what the challenges have came, God, we thank you, Lord, glory to God, that our trust and our dependency is on you. And God, those that have wavered in their faith and those over to God where the enemy has brought doubt or bringing unbelief or bringing them to a place of tiredness and grief and sorrow, we rebuke and bind and loose those spirits right now from them in the name of Jesus. We pray a charge in the spirit to run to the rock that's higher than them, to make sure they're building on the rock of Jesus and not on sinking sand. Help us to know, glory to God, to pray one for another, because any of us can get weak at one time or another, being bombarded with the cares of this life, the things that go on in the enemy, how he brings those little foxes and things, glory to God, to throw us off course. God, we are praying, glory to God, for one another, but even for those that are weak or just, glory, just coming into the knowledge of Christ. God, we are praying right now that you would touch and minister and move. Pray that we will be as a family at a joint, glory to God, together, as we will be able to support in praying and bearing one another burdens and lifting each other up and praying, glory to God, without ceasing. And God, even the times we need to fast, but whatever it is, God, help us to keep looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. As your word says in Psalms 121, look unto the hills which cometh to our help. And we realize that help coming from you. Help us to not to grieve the Holy Spirit and to override him when he's trying to tell us or give us directions. All these things, glory to God, he's telling us from refrain from doing or the encouragement to do. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless you, for you made all the provisions for us down here. Even in the midst of all of this chaos that's going on, God, you made provisions from the beginning of time. Glory to God, for the Holy Spirit, for your word, most of all, and for us to be, glory, for us to recognize the love that you have for us and the sacrifice you made, so that way we can be not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. God, that we're to be in a place that we're to sacrifice, because you've already sacrificed everything there is to do while we were in yet sinners in darkness. God, you shed it your blood. You got whipped and beaten, unrecognizable, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you went to the hell, and you drove it to God, took the keys back, and you gave the authority to us to walk in the power. In dimension, go over to God in the name of Jesus. The authority that you have given us to bind and loose the hand of the enemy. As even the mother says and said quite often about knowing who you are and even the power that you've given us to bind and loose the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But God, we got to walk up right before you to receive the blessings that you have. You reign on the just as well as the unjust, but we have an inside track to the blessings of the Lord, walking on the narrow way, not on Hollywood Boulevard. God, I pray, glory to God, that man will come to the place that they realize they can't be independent of themselves. They got to have the dependency on you. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and allow him to exalt us. We got to move out of the way so God can bless and move in us the blessings of the Lord and enrich and make it no sorrow. But we miss out on many of the blessings that God has for us through disobedience and nonchalantly, or doing it when we want to, and we can't do it halfway. In the name of Jesus, I did some of what you want, but I didn't do all of it. We can look at Saul's life and look at what God has given him, and his disobedience cost him the throne. In the name of Jesus, there is a spirit, glory to God, of jealousy and envy, glory to God, his servant that he did raise up. So we know that goes on even today. God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us to be able to recognize. And when you show us and reveal I pray, glory to God, flesh will be crucified. If people will come to the knowledge of the truth, that they got to love God with all their mind, soul, and body in the name of Jesus, and close out every door the enemy comes in when we go right getting his word and he revealed things to us and we're looking in the mirror to accept it and also, glory to God, reject the hand of the enemy and of all the things that he tried to intervene in so that way we can walk in authority and power. We can see cancer drying up because we can stand on God's word. We'll see, glory to God, season of heart attacks coming in, glory to God, rapid like it have been, and strokes and having, glory to God, arthritis and sugar diabetes and, oh, glory to God, this cancer demon that's just roaming all over the place and all up in the body with so many sickness and disease coming up in the body that should not be. Too many doors has been opened to the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying that we'll come to the awareness of God's Alzheimer's and all kind of glory to God. Dementia should not be glory to God in the body like it is, but even in the world as we pray for others, God, things that open with this COVID and monkeypox and all kind of other plagues and diseases and stuff that come in, glory to God. Oh, we know these things are going to be some in the land, but you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. You told us to be that witness, to be that light. Oh, God, if we were doing what we're supposed to, the enemy couldn't have as much room, glory to God, to operate like he's always. He would be on a tight leash. In the name of Jesus, because you said some things are going to happen in these last days. Even, glory to God, all the things that are going on with the flooding and the fires and the things that are happening with men, glory to God, going to be lovers of themselves and pleasure them, glory to God, more than they love you. And glory to God, and being obedient to that you called us to do. God, help us to know that we, glory to God, are bought with a price and no more our own. We're here, glory to God, to uplift you. We're here, glory to God, not to build up many houses and glory to God, big emphasis and glory to God, prestige and power struggles and compromising and recognition and all that. God, you said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. That's our guiding light right there for the glory to God, for to be able to stay in that ark of safety and to love you and to be obedient to you. That will keep us in that perimeter if we do it the way you said. And the blessings of the Lord that added rich are sometimes, glory to God, the blessing will run us down and overtake us like we will listen, glory to God, to the word in Deuteronomy 28. And you said we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. But sometimes, glory to God, we know there's a challenge to come up against us with the enemy and his attack. But sometimes the doors are open because flesh is on parade, and flesh has opened the door to some things, and that's why sometimes the blessings don't run us down and overtake us in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying like never before, awakening for the sleeping giant, awakening to the sleeping giant, awakening out of the sleep. You told us to watch and pray. Glory to God, so we won't enter into temptation. Some might be praying sometime and watching sometime. Others, glory to God, might be watching him, not watching you, not watching what the enemy is doing. Glory, I might be playing the blame game or passing the buck in the name of Jesus. Like you told, said to Adam in the garden when they erred, him, her, Eve and him. Glory to God, because Eve was deceiving. Adam just was disobedient. Glory, but the eyes didn't come open. Hallelujah, until the man of God that you said, glory to God, and you gave him instruction before it was Eve on the scene. God, in the name of Jesus, and God, when they moved and trying to, glory to God, cover themselves, God see all things. He's all-knowing, all-omnipotent, I'm not present. And you ask Adam, where are you? Where are you? Well, he knew where Adam was. He's trying to get Adam to recognize, like us, where you are. You done moved out of your place. You done moved off your post and trying to get us, glory to God, even now under grace. Hallelujah, and under mercy. Hallelujah, take advantage of your forgiveness. Take advantage of your love. Oh, God, help us like never before to love one another and to, glory to God, forgive one another and forgive ourselves. God, I'm praying for the body of Christ. There's too many things that are crises that are going on, and too many people are looking to you as the Christ of the crisis instead of, glory, looking to you as Lord in the body of Christ. We know the world don't know any different, but we do, but we're acting like the world is so many. You told us we can't serve no two masters, we can't eat off no two tables. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to honor one, glory to God, and dishonor the other. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying like never before. If my people, which are called by my name, will seek your face and glory, I pray and turn from their wicked ways. We're praying for forgiveness, praying, glory, for cleansing of our hearts and hands. And God, then you say, glory to God, you'll heal the land. But it's too many, glory to God, justifying and being glorified in the flesh. Oh, glory to God. We are praying that awakening will come in the name of Jesus, that we can be able to lay hands on the sick when you tell us to, and we'll recover. We can send a word out, and healing can take place. Deliverance take place. Send a word out, our marriages come together. Send a word out, glory to God. Those, Lord, that are bound by devils, it can be cast out and bound up in the name of Jesus. Some things come by praying and fasting. Oh, God, so we got to be in a place, whatever you've given us to do the work that you've given us, every tool. You done gave us all the weaponry. Oh, you done gave us the armor. You done gave us your love, your mercy, your blood covering. You done gave us angels. God, help us like never before. Help us to stop bickering among one another, sowing discord in the name of Jesus. Being busybodies, giving place to the enemy. Glory to God. And what they call friendly fire. Glory to God, destroying one another. That was the enemy. And it ain't too much about friendly, but there is, glory to God, people perpetrating the fraud. So it can be friendly fire, pretending to be. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, I'm praying for our pastors and our leaders that they'll preach and teach the word of God. You and they'll live and be transparent, not teaching you one thing and do another thing. God, we are praying against that homosexual demons. Glory to God, demons that have come up. Oh, glory to God, it's been in the world, but now it's on mass destruction and coming all in different places and all up in the body of Christ. Oh, and even now, glory to God, in the world, they want to make sure everything is in your eye gate. Ah, glory to God, the seeds being planted all over the place through the internet, being planted in your eyes, glory to God, when you walk the streets or go to the store, being planted, glory to God, on the television. Now they're coming up, glory to God, we're going to teach the children how to be dragged from a new, glory to God, new show that's going to be coming out, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we need to pray against it, not look at it just to see how interesting it is. The devil is alive. That's all he want to do is get in our eye gates and get in our spirit. The Bible tells us that God, our hearts with all diligence, we know is out there. Glory to God. Don't mean that we have to be a partaker by through looking at it. We are not touching and feeling, but all when the spirit starts traveling in the, glory to God, in the airways and your eye gates open, your ear gates open, oh, then you can get the tingle and the feeling and the wonder. Oh, that's cute. That's funny. Oh, man. And then, oh, and you never know what might travel to attach itself to you. The blood of Jesus. Oh, you never know when you might get to that frustrated spirit, or you may be going through in your marriage or in your family or being lonely, this, that, and the other. And some people caught up, glory to God, in it, saying, oh, I was born that way. No, you weren't. The enemy, glory to God, may have had it in the family here and there, but he's trying to keep them spirits going, going. Other ones, glory to God, might have been raped, and other ones might have had incest going on in the house. All kinds of spirits that the devil used to get in the door. And then the other ones, glory to God, they're watching this. Well, you can't join them. You can't beat them, join them. Other ones, glory to God, enticed through drugs. Oh, we were having this orgy and this partying. Oh, that's been going on from the beginning of time. Oh, many times, glory to God, when Israel was disobedient. Oh, God, they got caught up in things. That was part of worship and so many other gods, glory to God, and other were doing, and they got caught up too as well in other nations. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It's not, glory to God, new things. It's intensifying, and it's just, glory to God, being expanded and increasing the tricks of the enemy, because Ecclesiastes said there's nothing new under the sun. God, we got to pray like never before, but we got to make sure we keep it ourselves prayed up. We got to make sure that we can do warfare, glory to God, but also be equipped, go back and get that R&R. Jesus, glory, came away from, glory to God, the people, and came away, glory to God, from the close, glory to God, ones of his disciples to get away so he can bend before the Father. We got to have some time to, no matter how anointed we are, to keep that charge, to keep that anointing, to keep that increase, humbling ourselves and getting in the presence of the Lord. Help us all, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so we can bring that little wonderful step on down. We can humble ourselves, glory to God, with that, glory to God, that big head and that pride and high-mindedness in the name of Jesus. Humble ourselves so God can do the exalting and God can be recognized in our lives. And none will try to take his glory. Hallelujah. So we won't be like Herod, glory to God, allowing, glory to God, his self would get puffed up and ate up with worms right before the people. Oh, God's got a way of dealing with all of us. God, help us examine ourselves daily so we can be glory to God, those people that you call for in these last days, the disciples for Christ doing great and mighty things. Oh, God, to see some miraculous miracles taking place on a larger scale, not a hit and miss here and there. Oh, glory to God, it's increased over in this section, over in this part of the country, but over in that part of the country, glory to God, it's compromising. Over in this part of the country, glory to God, it's up and down and in and out. God, the enemy need to see and the world need to see that we are one accord no matter what. God, all the things that are going on, even with all this killing and homosexual acts and this, that, and the other, sleeping just like we're sleeping when a woman took prayer out of school, that one individual. Ah, so many things rising up. The enemy distracting us with politics, distracting us with this, that, and that. The believers ought to not have no glory to God, put no politics before God. Hallelujah. The person ought to be able to decide for themselves without swaying glory to God or glory to this president, that president, glory to God from the pulpit. It should be teach the word, be concerned about the people's lives, be concerned about glory to God, the things for them to get closer to God and for how to rebuke and bind the devil and how to glory to God, get healed and delivered and set free of this, that, and the other. And in the midst of the teaching the truth, you know, somewhere you ought to be able to decipher through the word what's right and what's wrong and be able, glory to God, to discern this person or that person, glory to God, who's what. You say, know those that are labor among us and even for the people that you told us to pray for, that our kings and those that have rule over us to pray for them, but to live a life that we can hear from Christ and not be swayed by our opinions in the name of Jesus. So God, is so much. Glory to God for us to be able to stand and find out what God is saying. And glory to God, and not to be so quick to busybody, spread news. We are going to have discussions, and we're going to have reasoning, and we're going to have some times. But when we come together, we ought to be able to still hear the voice of God in this and know how far to go with it. In the name of Jesus, God, I just pray for these people that you have put on this line and all around the globe that are praying sincere from the heart. They got the word in them. They're studying the word, seeking your face and open their mouths, and not because they want to be exalted, how well this one pray, how well this one teach, how well this one preach. All is all about the kingdom. What are you saying, God, in these prayers? What are you saying, glory, after we seek your face, that we can be earnestly looking to the Lord, our Savior and Deliverer, glory to God, that can bring us out in whatever situation. God, so I pray comfort to them, encouragement, wisdom. I pray, glory to God, the anointing, destroy yokes, that anything that try to hinder their lives or their families or loved ones, I pray for a desire for the fire to burn off anything that's not like God in us, and that we'll, glory to God, have that desire to press and pursue after you, and we'll wait on you and trust you and lean not to our own understanding and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. If there are people or things or whatever it may be, whatever could hinder us from being able to hear you and move according to what your word says, even things, glory to God, we still harboring that's holding up from childhood or adulthood or from old relationships or anything, glory, to do with ministry hurts or whatever. Put them things on the altar so the enemy can't come back like a Jason out the closet and trip us back up, or we'll be like a ball and chain in that situation. We can't go but so far. We got to look over to God and not and keep looking in the rearview mirror, but looking forward to the things of God and forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We got to look to our future and remember Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts, the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper you. God, help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. God, having that heart of thanksgiving, and to be like that deer that panteth after the water brook. Oh, so thirsty, want more of you. Oh, can't get enough of you, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray now, God, that you would just bless, touch and heal. God, we come on this vine many times, might be hurting. Many people might be going through different things, stuff going on in their family, but they're on their post. So bless each one of them, God, and continue to bless even those that come, glory to God, and getting strength and encouragement just from listening and being on the line. Oh, God, I pray, God, in their homes and their families. I pray, glory to God, for our dear sister. We pray, glory to God, for so many people that are going through right now, that we will, glory to God, call up their names tonight and ask the Lord to bless and move and heal. But we just pray, Lord, to God, whoever that's on whatever's heart, God, that you would just bless and minister and move and heal and deliver. We speak light to them. We speak deliverance. We speak encouragement. We speak direction, God, even for marriages, God, and even for relationship with parents and children. God, for the enemy that's coming to destroy parents and destroy, relationships with the parents and the children, and also in marriages, he's about destruction. Because if he can keep us divided, Lord, we cannot stand, and we won't be praying and seeking the face of God. We'll just start getting vindictive, God, getting, glory to God, retaliating, start getting so angry, we start persisting and pursuing after God, start regressing, glory to God, and hesitating and complaining and murmuring. Oh, but we plead the blood of Jesus. Help us to be helpless one to another. And God, let us not be spiteful because somebody hurt us. God, let us do what Jesus did for us, pray and releasing and forgiving like he forgave us while we were in darkness. And even after we came to Christ, some still being disobedient and rebellious, but his love and his mercy haven't taken us out, giving us another chance. Some things we might have to suffer because the fact of his rebelling against and disobedience. But God, other things, we thank you for his mercy. Oh, God, I bless you today. I thank you so much for what you're doing. Cover our children. Awaken them. Deliver them. All around the globe where the enemy's trying to destroy them. We know you're raising them up to do some great exploits for you. God, we are praying for mercy and healings and for those that have lost their loved ones and lost their children. Oh, glory to God, from gangbanging, shooting in the buildings and doing all kinds of other stuff, drugs and alcohol and illicit sex, all kinds of things, that homosexual acts, or whatever the enemy has captured. So many, well, some of them are just so mean and hateful, glory to God, for things they done been through or going through in their homes, or people done did things to them or make them feel, and other ones just got mental challenges, glory to God, from whatever. Some may become through the generational curses, glory to God, born that way, and other ones may have come through, glory to God, for the things they went through, glory to God, and causing them to be off and want to, glory to God, retaliate or be vindictive. Oh, we plead the blood of you. Whatever the hold the enemy have on their minds, on their hearts, we curse and cancel the works of the enemy for the destructive demon and cause him to command him to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you today, and I give you glory because you are certainly worthy of the praise. God, we thank you again tonight for all that you've done, what you're doing, what you're about to do, and what, glory to God, glory to God, that this is yet to come. Cover us on the blood, even in these storms, in the midst of these natural storms as well. Oh, glory to God, cover us under the blood, and all of those that are going through, those that need food, clothing, shelter, clean water, those that need a place, glory to God, where they can even just unwind and get their minds right. Others, glory to God, from depressed and oppressed because they, glory to God, and lost their job or from COVID or from loved ones, glory to God, gone on in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, God, grieving hearts, we pray right now, have mercy. God, we ask you to touch my auntie too, God, is blessed in the name of Jesus, that they're even saying now, glory to God, with some kind of blood cancer. But we pray, glory to God, that you bless her and you still can raise her up. Nothing's too hard. We pray for Mother Freeman that we're hearing, glory to God, that even, and I owe a call in the last couple of days, but God bless Mother Freeman. God, we're hearing that she's going through with her bones and body, but she's getting sicker. She's 96 and might be getting ready to be 97. But God bless. There's nothing too hard for you that they have to be in misery and pain. God, I thank you that she's fighting a good fight of faith. Thank you so much for so many others, glory to God, hallelujah, for even Prophetess Lena today, God, that you are blessed, or that her and her daughter got COVID, but she had to go to the emergency room last night. We just pray, God, that you bless her with her life. She has some underlining, glory to God, conditioning, as Pastor Apostle Burton has said, pray for her. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for so many other ones, in the name of Jesus, and our this Carol, Elder Carol, daughter, glory to God, Tanya. It's a young woman, just had a baby, and the baby's not, I don't even know if the baby done made a year old or 2 years old or whatever, glory to God, in stage 4 cancer, and the enemy is trying to eat her up but she is fighting, glory to God, and going and moving and whatever, but her body is drying up some. But God, we know, glory to God, you raise people from the dead, the natural dead, the physical dead, glory to God, and real, even been in the morgue, you heard testimony with a thing on their toe, and God bless and raise them up in the hospitals, in their homes. God, this is not too hard for you. We know you have the last say so, but all things are possible for you. Oh, glory to Pastor Burton, glory to God, granddaughter, Justice, thank God for blessing and raising her back of them, been on the breathing two, glory to God, life support two times, and God bless. God, we just know nothing's too hard. Many other testimonies with so many other different people and different things, and some might be even among us that even be praying, but nevertheless, God, all things are possible through you. God, we thank you so much for what you're doing, and we bless you, and we honor you, and we turn this, glory to God, these cares and these concerns back to you. Bind up any transference fears and these, bind up anything, glory to God, reoccurrences, bind up depression, oppression, suppression, glory to God, whatever the enemy is sending, we bind it up and loosen from this assignment and go with that spirit of fear and torment. We curse and cancel you and bind you up and cast you out, send you back to the dry place in which you came, the accident demons, and set up, glory to God, the death threat demons, glory to God, with people, glory to God, every time you look around, close to accident or having an accident or other things or falling and breaking this and that and the other, or glory to God. Oh, so many things that he is coming up, glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up this COVID thing that's trying to rise back up. God, we have prayed doors to be closed in our lives in obedience, but also curse and cancel that thing that it will not rise back up. And the monkey pops that doesn't turn back around and start trying to spread in more states and different things. We plead the blood of Jesus that it not come now our dwelling. God, help us to pray. Help us to be obedient to that you called us to do. Caring one for another. And this prejudice demon too as well. And all this shooting and murdering that's going on in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy and curse and cancel his assignment. For God, we're standing on your word. God, we're not walking in fear. We'll still be able to go and do as you tell us and be in wisdom and watchful and prayerful. Oh, God, I bind up Satan and all his cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, glory to God, be eradicated right now, untimely death, sickness, and disease, plots, and glory to God of every kind. In Jesus' name, glory to God, we take authority over and cast it out and send it back to the dry place and whence it came. And we lose Holy Spirit. Have thy own way. We call peace and joy, God's spiritual blessing, financial blessing, some debt cancellation and encouragement as we encourage one another and encourage ourselves. In Jesus' name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Oh, my Lord, Ivana, there's not one thing out of them. Oh, glory to God, so I can be able to pull you all's names up. Glory to God, pull up the numbers, open the lines. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you that this system comes back online. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you're so worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, bless, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to your name. Oh, bless the Lord. God, we're going to bind this up that it will not continue to drop off in the name of Jesus, that it will come back on without any complications or problem. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we will not have no victory here in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I ask you to bring this thing back up, please, in Jesus' name. Blessed, 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 blessed. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who can be lost, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Praise the Lord. Mother Willette, we have you. Praise the Lord. After you, oh, bless the Lord. Let's see. Let me roll this down so I can see who's here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Minister BJ, you said for me to pray?
In just a moment, I just want to make sure I line this up so I don't have to cut you. As soon as you get off, I'm going to have to come back on. Right away. I'm trying to get the system to pull up. Jesus,
okay.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you go ahead. I'm going to pray, then we'll have the mother of Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird, if I can find out if her number is out here, and we'll go on. Then from her, then it will be Mother McCormick and, okay, Lord, I don't see it, Jesus. You know, devil, you're not going to hold the system up. You go ahead on and pray. I'll come back after.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence on today. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much that you are the living God, the faithful, covenant-keeping God. I thank you so much, Lord God, for another day's journey. I bow my head to you in reverence to you, Heavenly Father. I ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, to help us as we come before your presence to realize that, Lord God, you love us. You are for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that sit at your right hand, make an intercession on our behalf. Glory be to God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, and I invite your Holy Spirit to help us to pray according to your divine will, Lord God. We pray believing that we shall receive. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, the prayer of faith. We pray in accordance with your word that men ought to always pray. So we bow our heads to you. We reverence you. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lord God, the Lion of Judah, praise God. And hallelujah, the new name for God, Jehovah Shamri, hallelujah, Shomri, God our protector. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank you that you are our protector. I thank you for Isaiah 41 and 10. Hallelujah, that says, fear not, for I am your God. Be not dismayed. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, if we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, because we do not, as born-again believers of the body of Christ, we never intend to practice sin in any way, form, or shape in Jesus' name. We even cancel even thoughts and imaginations that are not of you, and we cast them down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God. And we ask you to forgive us for our sins, because we've come to understand that if we don't have sense enough to forgive, Lord God, others, we cannot expect you to forgive us. So our forgiving others, Lord God, our forgiveness is contingent upon our ability to forgive others and let it go in the name of Jesus. Ain't no sense in going to hell because you can't let stuff go and forgive people. So have mercy upon us, Lord God. Father, I thank you so much, Lord God, that you give us a good, sound mind. We're not tangled up in our mind. We don't have dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenia. God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, give us, Lord God, discernment, Lord God, and you help us, Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you are glorified in our lives. Thank you for what you've already done for us. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for protecting us. And we pray yet for traveling mercies to those that yet may be traveling from to and from their destinations, Father God. We pray that your warring angels go before them to keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, hallelujah, that you give us authority. Glory be to God in the earth. Hallelujah. And we are your authorized agents. We are, hallelujah, born again. We are your children, the heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. And you've given us, Lord God, authority to say something about situations when they are not right, when they are not pleasant, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for those that are in positions of authority. We pray, God, that they will learn to seek wise counsel. And, Lord God, govern themselves, Lord God, according to what is right in your sight. My brother asked the question, do we need to look up in the dictionary what is right? And I said, no, Lord. He needs to look to you because you are right. Hallelujah. You are the truth. Glory be to God. Your word is right. Glory be to God. It said people don't know what's right. Yes, God is right. Hallelujah. He is truth, glory be to God, and his word is truth and right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a word to encourage others that, yes, that scripture teaches us there's a way that seems right to a man, but that seems right at the end is death. If it's not in accordance with God and his word, then the end will mess you up. Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. So we pray, oh, Lord God, we lift up those, Lord God, that are, Lord God, in the body of Christ. We pray for family members. Jesus, going to this funeral just opened my eyes to families, Lord God, and I pray for families tonight. I lift them up, and I heard Pastor BJ talk about generational curses, and I put that on the list to pray. God, we pray for deliverance of generational curses. God, in some families it's been, yes, a lot of things that are not of you is darkness, it's wickedness, it's evil. And God, we break, yes, by the authority of the living God, as your authorized agents, we break, Lord God, every generational curse tonight that's been running rampant in families, that the foolishness that takes place. And we bind that up and we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray the sword of your spirit, which is your anointed word, will be released, Lord God, upon families everywhere. Those that have been operating out of this generational curse, we plead the blood, since the blood of Jesus, since Jesus came, hallelujah, to break and destroy. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are new creatures in Christ, and therefore generational curses has no right to plague these families, Lord God, with this foolish behavior, Lord God, all of this alcoholism, drug addiction, all of these things, homosexuality, whatever it is that's not like you, Heavenly Father. We plead the blood of Jesus against every generational curse, and it went all the way back to the tree, Lord God, in the garden, in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, where it come from? God, I thank you that you've already given us an answer. Now, what's the way out, Jesus? Jesus is that way of escape. Jesus is the answer. But people have to be willing to surrender to you, Father. They have to be surrendered to accept Christ as their Lord. If they want to get free from the things that they're in that is not pleasing to you, all of this hatred and this, Lord God, unnecessary violence and, Lord God, all of this bigotry, Lord God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit will go forth and set these people free. God, open up these blinded eyes. People are just absolutely blinded, and some of them, yes, they are in church. Some of them even stand behind the pulpit. Jesus, 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 have mercy. God, people are going to church, and they thinking they're headed to heaven. But, God, I pray, and I thank you, Lord God. You love us so much, you don't want anybody to perish and wind up in hell where the fire will not be quenched, nor will the worms die. Who would want to go to a place like that when you can be in paradise after you close your eyes on this side, praise God, and open up your eyes? You can be in paradise if you surrender to the Lord. But you got to be willing to accept God's way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a good sound mind this evening. I pray, oh, Lord God, for our children, Lord God. I pray for parents, Lord God. I pray, oh, God, for the school system, the school staff, in the name of Jesus, teachers to have a mind. I need to teach, Lord God. I need to be, Lord God, that person, Lord God, to help teach the children. God, I pray for a better curriculum, a truth, Lord God. And, Lord God, have mercy upon our people in leadership because they got tough decisions to make. But they need to make it in accordance with what your will and divine purpose is for our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are our protector tonight, Father God, and always, Lord God. We come against and pray against, Lord God, the demon of deception, the demon of distractions, the demon of divisions, in the name of Jesus. We bind up those spirits of deception, deceiving people and making them believe, I'm grown, I can do and say whatever I want to. Well, it's going to wind up in hell if it's not of God. God, you've given us that which pertains to, hallelujah, life and godliness, and help us to learn to receive what belonged to us as children of God in Jesus' name. But we bind up, Lord God, and I pray the sword of the Spirit will go forth, hallelujah, and break the yoke of every bondage. So many bondages, Lord God. We pray that the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, will break and destroy the yoke of bondage of sin, of sickness and disease, the coronavirus, the monkey virus, whatever type it is, Lord God. We pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth and break the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of addictions and strongholds, sex sins, identity issues, whatever it is that's, Lord God, wicked or of darkness in Christ Jesus' name, the sword of the Spirit annihilated in Jesus' name. God, I pray, O Lord God, that you will strengthen those that are weak, Lord God. Help us to warn the unruly, Lord God. Help us to support the feeble-minded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you that you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, for the baby that has cancer, Lord God. We know, God, that you would that none should die. We pray, Lord God, according to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, for this baby in the name of Jesus, for those that are going through battling illnesses, Lord God, we pray the scripture of healing for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send your word, and Lord God, touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord God, that the one that has the infection in the eye, Lord God, we pray, O God, that sword of the Spirit go forth and annihilate that infection and save that eye in the name of Jesus. Let the doctors be astonished, but don't let the devil win in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for those that have trouble with sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney problems, liver problems, pancreas problems. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, for no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes, Lord God, no circulation, Lord God, or incontinence in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you would heal the neuropathy in the feet, Lord God. God, we thank you for no blood clots. In the name of the Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, the I am that I am. Hallelujah. You're the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think in Christ Jesus. We pray for our military tonight, Father God. We pray for our soldiers, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for those that stand in the need of a special touch, a special supernatural miracle. Thank you for your supernatural miracles. Thank you for saving so many. They're not even aware, but you yet, hallelujah, made provisions that the devil would not go beyond a certain point in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I bless you this evening. I praise you. I thank you for the people of God. I pray, O God, hallelujah, that the body of Christ will begin to realize that it's time to dot every I and cross every T where it concerns what you say, Lord God. Your will be done. Thank you that you are our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, Lord God. Your kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your will be done, Lord God, in earth, in us, everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray against all of this fighting, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy and your grace this evening, Heavenly Father. Bless your people, Lord God. Those on this line, Minister BJ, her needs be met. All of those that she's lifted up, we touch and agree, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, your divine will be done in their lives. Every preacher that's on this line, every servant of yours, every, Lord God, person, Lord God, that come on this line, let them know that you are right here with us. I pray for your presence more so now than ever before. And help us to seek you first, the kingdom of God. Help us to wake up realizing that, God, we need you first. We need you all day. We need you when we lay down, when we wake up. Lord God, wherever we go, we need you, Lord God. And we thank you that you are with us because you promised I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I love you, Lord God. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you for these wonderful people. Bless them in a special way. I don't want to get to calling names because I may miss someone, but I pray that you meet their needs according to your riches and glory. And by faith, we pray the prayer of faith, and we count it done. We love you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray, and I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mother Alexander, then Mother Pastor Bird, then Mother McCormick, and then Brother Black, Pastor Sims. So we listen now for Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We give you all the praise, Lord, and all the glory, for you are worthy to be praised, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for who you are, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you more and more of ourselves every day, because if it wasn't for you, where would we be? So, Lord, we just give you thanks and thanking you more and more every day for who you are in our life, Lord God. Father, we pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God, those we know, those we don't know. I ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen them, Lord, that they will stand boldly, Lord God. Because your promises tell us, Lord God, you never leave us and you never forsake us. So we know no matter what comes in this world, you is with us. And Lord, we thanking you. We praise you, Lord God, just for keeping us, Lord, because we know that only you can keep us. And Lord, you gave us power and authority here on earth. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we binding up the spirit of disease and attacks that rising against the people. We binding it up. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord God. Victory, because you gave us the victory, Lord. Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for healing the land, Lord God, because we know that your word said, if we pray. And Father God, we call out to you because we know you answer prayer. And we know that you is a God of more than enough, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. And Lord, we bring the youth before you, Lord. Lord, you see these young people, Lord God. Father God, we bind that deceiving spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. We're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose these young people's mind, Lord God. Father God, help them to think and stand strong, knowing that you make a way for them. Help them, Lord God, to fight the good fight of faith. And Lord, we bind that spirit that come against their mind, that weakness in them, that they won't fight. But we standing and claiming victory over the foul spirit that attacked their mind, Lord. Let them doing so many things that they don't have to do, but the weakness, Lord God. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch their mind, Lord God. Touch the mind, Father God. Bring them back to realize that there is a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that loves them. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning. We pray, Lord God, for those that is in authority, that they make right choices, Lord God. That they're calling you, Father God, and calling your name, Lord God, and ask you to help them to make right choice. Father God, you see the president and the vice president. And Lord, we pray that they will call on you, Lord, and stand strong and make right choices. Because, Lord, we know you tell us, Lord, to pray for those that is in authority. And we know, Father God, that your word don't void. If you said it, Lord, and we stand on it, change has got to take place. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus that you have met every need, Lord God. Because according to your word, you said there's no lack because all needs have been met. So we claiming it, Lord God, because we're not going by what we see, but we're standing by faith. Knowing that your word said one thing, that's what we're standing on, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. I pray for my cousin Nikki right now, Lord God. Have mercy on her, Lord God. Bind up that work that the devil bring against her right now. That sickness have no authority. Got it loose in the name of Jesus. Father, because your word tells us if we pray, and your promises to us, by your stripe we are healed. So, Father, we're giving the enemy no place. No place in our life, in our sister's life, in a brother's life, in a family member life, or a friend's life. We're giving him no place. Because, Lord, we're binding up this false spirit of disease and sickness that come against people. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell because it has no authority. We pray for our sons and daughters, Lord, that they continue to stand strong, knowing that you are the shelter, Lord. You are the shield. No matter what goes on, you stand before them. Because your promises tell us, if we pray, nothing is too hard. Not for you, Heavenly Father. And we put them in your hands, Lord God, and ask you to keep a shield around them, Lord. Lord, we pray for our grandchildren, Heavenly Father. You see and you know all, Lord God. But your promises still stand if we pray. And that let us know that prayer is the key, Lord God. Prayer is the key no matter what goes on. Pray. We continue and seek you more and more because you do keep us, Lord. Lord, thank you for blessing us wherever we go, Lord God, because you hear prayer, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for helping us to do the things that we have to do every day. Whenever we wake up in the morning, Lord, you're the one that keeps us going. Nobody else. You are who keeps us moving. You are the only way, Heavenly Father. And so we praise you. We glorify you, Lord God. We give you and you the honor. Only you we worship, Lord God, because you are a God of more than enough. And if you said it, Lord, we believe it. We stand standing strong on your word as we come as one, Lord God, on the prayer line, standing in the gap for those we know and those we don't know. But we standing in the gap, Lord God, because we know you're a God that hear our cry. And nothing is too hard for you to do. Father God, we pray for the sick today that so many sickness and diseases going on, but we remember your word said, whatever we bind. And your word said, Lord God, according to Exodus, you will take away sickness away from the midst of us. Exodus 23:25, you gave the promises. We believe in the promises that sickness and disease shall not have authority over our life, Lord. You gave us a time of life that we should enjoy. So, Lord, we bind in this false spirit up. It has no authority over our body. It have no authority, so we binding it up. Pain and aches, you got to loose because we give you no place. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory, Lord God. Victory for our sisters and brothers. Victory for our sisters that are going through trials and tribulation, Lord. But Lord, we pray that, Lord, they call upon your name. Call upon your name and stand, regardless what it looks like, stand. Because you gave us the power to stand. You gave us victory. You said in your word, Lord God, it is finished. Lord, you promised us that if we pray, and Lord, we believe, Lord God, we believe because your word is what keeps us. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord. We pray for the prisoners, Lord God. Have mercy in them, Lord God. Those that are in there by accident, Lord God, we ask you to open a way for them that they try to get the truth, Lord God. And those that is in there, Lord, for doing wrong, Lord, you know what it's all about. But we still pray that God will open their hearts, Lord God, that they come to know who you are and come to turn their life around in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to seek our brothers and sisters and operate in love, knowing that your word tells us, Lord, love one another, regardless what's going on in this world, because we are not of this world. We claim the victory, Lord Jesus. We claim the victory. There is no other way for us, Heavenly Father. You are the only way, Heavenly Father. And we thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for waking us up early in the morning just to give you glory and to praise you, Lord God, because you're the only one that keeps us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, Lord. Those that know you, Lord, that they stand firm, calling on the name of Jesus, knowing that you will put a shield around them. Help them, Lord God. You know every need that we have. But one thing we must always remember, your word tell us all needs have been met. You supply all our needs. Help us to stand faithful no matter what come against us. Stand faithful in the name of Jesus because he is our rock. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father God. Continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Continue to help us to stand strong. Bless us going out, Heavenly Father, and bless us coming in. And Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to bless our finance, Lord, that we're able to help one another, Lord God. We know that you are the God that gives all things. Nothing is on this earth that you don't know about. And nothing is new that you already haven't known about it. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for guiding us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us in unity, Lord God, regardless what's going on. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord, to stand strong. Lord, you said in your word, don't forget to assemble. But you see what's going on, Heavenly Father. But we're standing in the gap, Lord, that the adversary do not have authority, Lord God. That the spirit of fear have to come down in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you see all that is going on. But we're binding it up, Lord, and we continue to pray that it will break this foul spirit of fear out of our sister's mind, that they will get together again, Lord. Come back with power and authority and assemble together in your sanctuary, Lord. Because, Father God, you see everything. Help them to know, Lord, who they are, and they must stand faithfully knowing that you have a shield around us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the head of the prayer line, Father God, that you continue to keep our going, Lord God. Move anything that come to put a hinder in our way, Lord God. We bind it up and we cast it out. We pray for each and every one of us, Lord God, touching in agreement with one another that we all stand strong in the name of Jesus. And stand boldly, Lord God, because we are children of the living God. And Father, you see all because you know it before we even know it. What is in future for us? We'll continue to pray, Lord God. We continue to pray because you gave us that power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Pastor Virgin out there?
Oh, amen. Forgive me. I came home with a sinus headache, and I've taken some medicine. I was actually laying down. But
you
nevertheless, give God praise. We give him honor. We thank God for who he is and all that he do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good and your mercies endureth forever. Throughout all generations. Father God, we're going to stand on your word, just like you said. We know that the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, you came to give us life, and you came to give us abundant life. So, Father God, we just thank you for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us. We thank you, God, for all that you do. You are great and mighty and awesome, Father God, and you are always for us and not against us. God, I thank you for protecting me even the day as I went out and a car almost run me off of the road. But God, you kept me. You was with me. And even in the midst of what I'm feeling even now, I'm going to do just like the woman of God said last night. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to pray without ceasing. I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help and know that my help cometh from you. So, Father God, I just bless your name. God, I pray for the saints everywhere, whatever they are going through. God, you know it. You knew it before it came. And I thank you for your shield of protection around them, God. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you, God, that every need we have is met in Jehovah. God, you say you came to set the captive free. And God, we are not free if all the parts that belong to us are not free. And that includes finances, so that we are free to come and go and do what we need to do. So I pray for the saints, God, that every need they have is met. I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch their bodies, Father God. Heal them from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that our hearts are right before you, Father God. If we hold any animosity, if we hold anything, God, in our hearts that are not of you, we ask your forgiveness now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that your body, the church, can move as one, so that we can operate in the spirit like you want us to, Father God, so that we can show that love to a world, Father God, that's losing it, chaos everywhere. But you are still God. You are still always for us, God. So we pray for your church to be strong. We pray for those, Father God, hallelujah, that you put people in their lives that they don't even know. I pray in the name of Jesus for the heathen as an inheritance to the body. God, keep us strong and alert and ready to go so that we don't miss that mark in the name of Jesus, because you've called us all with a purpose, Father God, and help us to complete that circle in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the saints everywhere. I pray for their strength and their endurance, God, as we encounter all kinds of stuff, because the devil got a lot of tricks now. But God, I'm asking you to make us quick. I'm asking you to give us wisdom and knowledge and make us strong in this hour like never before. And I pray for those that are lost, God, that they will find you in this day like never before, that somebody, God, would speak a word that would turn them around, even though they're on the path, God, that don't lead to you. And God, I just thank you for who you are and all that you do. I lift up the Garland family to you now, God, as Pastor Garland have transitioned and gone on to be with the Lord. I pray for his family. I know, God, hallelujah, that he fought a good fight and his race ended. God, so I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to just touch their hearts and comfort them as only you can. I lift up my niece to you who's in the hospital even now, God, and they're doing all kinds of tests. But, God, I know that she's in your hand. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you use the eyes of the doctors. And I know they got all kinds of technology, but I'm asking you, Father God, to be there so that they don't miss what their eyes need to see in the natural, God. But I'm asking for you supernaturally to intercede on her behalf, God, right now in Jesus' name. And God, I just thank you for all of the saints that's on this phone tonight. Just as my sister said, we pray for each one. We don't have to name names because you know us, God. You know us by the Spirit. So I lift up each one to you right now. I say every need being met according to your riches and glory, nothing missing, God, in Jesus' name, for you are more than enough. Continue to bless Pastor BJ as she stands in her appointed place. Thank you, God, for her faithfulness. Thank you, God, for her love for the people. Thank you, God, that she intercedes without ceasing. And I pray blessings upon her and even those that she blessed, that those blessings will come back, every need being met. So, Father, we praise you today and we honor you. We thank you for allowing us to gather together as your people, as your church, as we intercede for one another, dear God. Because, God, we know that you are faithful. We know, God, that you will never leave nor forsake us. We know, God, that you're always for us. We are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. And everything that we touch shall prosper in Jesus' name. So, Father, I just thank you for divine healing now. As my body got to line up with your word, I don't care what it feel like or what it's saying. I'm going to stand on the word of God. And I'm thanking you in advance for this headache to go away. I'm thanking you for your healing power. I thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, who gave his life that we might have life and that we might have abundant life. All those blessings just running over, more than enough. And I thank you for that. And I ask all things in his precious name, because you've given him all power and authority. And it is in that precious name of Jesus, that everlasting name of Jesus, that name of Jesus, God, that you said you put higher than your word. And we pray in Jesus' name that you continue to bless us and keep us. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that have already prayed with, touch, and agree with them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on today. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, for our life, our health, and our strength. And Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We thank you, Lord God, for how you raised us up this morning, God, how you give us another chance to call on your holy and righteous name. Realizing, Lord God, that if nothing so great or good that we've done, but it's your mercy, your grace that have brought us this far, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for being that friend that stick you closer than a brother, Lord God. We thank you because we know, God, that you have always been there, God, that you said in your word that you would be there. You will keep us, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you right now, Lord God, and we give glory and honor to you, because without you we could do nothing, but with you we can do all things. So we just pray, Lord God, and we touch and agree with each and every one of our sisters right now, Lord God, for all the prayer that have already went up, Lord God. We touch and agree with each and every one, and we pray, Lord God, for those that's going through sickness on tonight. Though that might be in hospitals, God, we pray that you will be with them and stand by them. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you will put your loving arms around them and let them know, God, that you is that healer and you is that deliverer, God. That you are able, Lord God, to bring them through the problems and the situation that they might be going through. We praise you on today, God. And we ask you, Lord God, to look down on all mankind everywhere, Lord God. Because we know, God, there's so much, like we all say, there's so much different things that's going on in the world, but we know that we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to stand, like our mother said, stand. When we don't know nothing else to do, we just got to continue to stand on what the Word of God said. Because we know the Bible said heaven and earth may pass away, but His Word will stand. His Word will not pass away. So we thank you, Lord God, for what the Word of God is saying. We thank you, Lord God, because we know we can let that Word abide in us, that we may abide in the Word. And so, God, we just praise you on tonight, Lord God. And we just ask you, Lord God, to help us to just dwell in that Word. And like Psalms 91:1 said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Help us, Lord God, to dwell and be under that shallow, which that secret, get in that secret place where we can be able to stand and go forward and to be able to go forward to do the things that you have asked us to do. We bind up every spirit every false doctrine, every false thing that try to come into our life and try to attach us. We cast down those imagination on tonight. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to walk with us, oh God. Walk with us and lead us and guide us and direct us in a way that you will have us to go. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through depressed on tonight. Those that might be going through loneliness on tonight. We ask you to look on them on tonight, God. And let them know, God, that you are able, Lord, to give them that. You are able to be that friend for them. You are able to deliver them and able to help them to go forward in these days and times. Because you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what problem, what situation that we might be going through, you are right there. And you already said, God, that when you was on the cross, that it was already finished. Everything is already finished. And so, God, help us realize, God, it is you that have made us and not us ourselves. You are the one that have brought us through all of these things. And if we would just look back, if we could just look back on the things that we've been through, realize there was nobody but you that brought us up this far. When we were small babies, small little babies, and look how grown we are now, how you done brought us this far. And that's something to think about. That's something to think about. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, for families that's going through a different situation and things that's going on in families, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray for them, God. Even though sometimes they may be in homes and they come out and thinking and acting like everything is all right, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not. And so, God, we pray for those kind of families. We pray for those that's going through problems and those that don't have food in their home and those that don't have a job and don't have someone to be around and talk to, or maybe there's someone there and they don't want to mingle with them. Whatever that situation might be, we pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord, look down on the body of Christ as a whole. Help us, Lord God, as we walk into churches, Lord God, as we go into the body of the church, God, help us to have our mind on you, Lord God. Help us to learn how to leave all of this other stuff out of our mind when we're in church and focus on what the word of God is saying, what the man or woman of God might be saying to us. Cast down those imaginations in the name of Jesus. Bind up the devil because he don't want us to hear. He don't want us to hear what the word say. He just want us to just believe what he say, but he is a liar. The blood of Jesus is against him right now in the name of Jesus, because we can have what we say. We can believe on our Savior Jesus Christ because he died for us and he shed that sin's blood for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to help us to continue to walk in the way that you have us to walk. And help us, Lord God, to pray, Lord God. Pray for the sick and afflicted, because there are so many people are sick in their body today. So many are going through sickness of the blood problems and tumors and kidney problems and all of these different problems. You know, we can call a whole bunch of them out, but you know, God, you know all about it because you said you healed us 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, you went to the cross. You said in Isaiah 53:5, you said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, but with his stripes we are healed. We are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to lean and depend on you, trusting you in every problem, in every situation that we might be going through in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for our youth, God, the young people. We ask you to keep a shield around them and protect them, Lord God, as they go forward and as they go and do things that they do, God. Be with them, Lord God. Help them to stay alert, God. Those that wants to be real, God, continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to help them to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, God, to put on the whole armor of God, that they can be able to stand against the wiling of the devil. Lord God, help them in those areas, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that's not saved, God, help those that saved to be able to encourage them and let them know it's a better way on this side than it is on the side that you on. Help them to come to realize, Lord God, that you is the one that they have to look to. You are the one that's able to help them to every what they might be going through in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. And we ask you to touch us all, God, because everybody needs you, Lord God. We all going through one thing or another, but we know, God, that you are our answer. So glad that we know we can come to you. So glad that we know that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So glad that we know that it's the word of God that's going to help us to continue to go forward in these last and evil days. So glad that we know that the word of God said, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So help us, Lord, to learn to come and to cast all our cares on you, because we know you care for us. And help us not to let the enemy try to steal our peace, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to take our peace from us, but he's a liar, and we bind that spirit up again. We keep binding up. Oh, we just keep binding that spirit up because we know we can do it. So there may have been times that if we walked this journey, we thought we had to put up with the enemy. But now that our eyes have come open, now that we have the knowledge of the word of God, that we see things different than what we used to see, we can bind up the devil. We can bind and we can plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy because we know we got the word of God. And we can just keep that word in us. Keep that word in us that we can hold on, that we won't let go. Just hold on. We might give up. We might get tired, but don't give up. Don't give up. Help us all not to give up as we walk this journey. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, because in due season, we'll reap if we faint not. We pray for each and every one of tonight. We pray that you'll continue to keep us all, God, as we go through this journey, because we all are going through. But we going through, God, want to stand and be real in what we do as we lift up the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name and there's healing and there is deliverance in the name. And we pray that people, Lord God, will come to the realizing that you are the answer for everything that we might be going through. You are the answer. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. So, God, we just want to thank you. And we pray, Lord God, for our Pastor Hubbard. We pray that you'll continue to bless her, continue to use her, continue to keep her, continue to give her desire, what she desires. Pray for her family. Keep her, Lord God. Look on her. And, Lord, take her through, Lord, in every problem, in every situation that she may go through. We pray for them all our prayer wars, all, everywhere. Not just on the line, but everywhere that people are standing in the gap praying for people. Lord, we ask you to keep us, because we know that we cannot walk this journey again by ourselves. We must stand on the word. We must hold on, and we must look to the hills from which coming our help, because we know all our help comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother Black, are you available? Okay. Let me make sure your line is still open. Hold on a minute. Praise the Lord. There's my system again. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, my God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Okay, my dear. We're back. Let me get his line open. I had a few of your lines open ahead of time so that we can. But here. Okay, my son. All right, Minister Black, the line is open to you. And then it'll be
all right, thank you. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. God, we give you the reverence, God. Hallelujah. Lord, all the praise, all the honor, God. Hallelujah. It belongs to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the Zoe life, God. Hallelujah, life of fullness, God. Hallelujah, a life of protection, God. As long as we're under the blood, as long as we're a part of the body of Christ, God. Hallelujah, God. We're made whole in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for coming down 42 generations, God, and some to die on the cross and see about us. You died for the whole world. We thank you, Lord, that the whosoever that believeth in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. God, we just thank you, God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, God. Hallelujah, God. Right now, God, bless our matriarchs and our patriarchs, Lord, in the hospitals, God, in the convalescent homes, God, ones that are with independent living, God, hallelujah, ones that are incarcerated, male and females, God, for what reason we know not of, but Lord, you know. Bless the ones, Lord, that are in other facilities, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, touch your lives, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Reveal yourself to them once again, God. Oh, Lord, touch their hearts, Lord. Make their words like fire. Whatever you put in their mouth, whatever you fill their bellies with, God. Hallelujah. That they'll know you never leave or forsake them, God. Hey, my God, for the ones that might begin to doubt, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, for the ones that are overseas, Lord. For the homeless, Lord. The incarcerated, the abused, God. In every area of their lives, God. All around the globe, God. Hallelujah. The ones that are unsaved, Lord, send ministers by, God, our youth and our babies, God. Hallelujah. Our elderly, God. Matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Protect them. Watch over them, God. Hallelujah, God. Send ministers to them, God. That they'll have a chance to say, what must I do to be saved? Everybody's going to hear the word at least one time. But you're a God of a second chance. You know. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Israel right now, God. How you're watching over them, God. How we have a blood covenant with you, God. Hallelujah. Even though the enemy come in one way, you will smite the enemy and they will flee seven ways. God, We thank you, God. You are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings, God. No one can overpower you. No one can overpower your word. No one can overpower your Holy Spirit. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, God. And your Holy Spirit lives in us. And we can call those things which be not as though they were. As long as we're living for you, God. As long as we accept your Son's name. Hallelujah. Into our hearts, God. And pressing to live according to all that you commanded. God, we thank you, Lord, because everything in your word is just an amen. God, we bless you. We give you praise, God. We delight ourselves in you, God. And that's why you give us the desires of our heart, God. We thank you, Lord, for the favor, God, on the entire body of Christ, God. We thank you, Lord, that even if one saint is on the airplane and the airplane is going down, the saint of God can call on your name, and Lord, you will lift that airplane up. Hallelujah. Until the airplane reaches its destination. God, we give you glory. Thank you for your angels, Lord, that are on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They excel in strength to do your will. And there, your will for them is to watch over us. Their assignment is your body, the people here on earth, the ones who received you as Lord and Savior, which are the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. We were saved. We're being saved now, and we're going to be saved when you come back. Past, present, and future. God, we glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, that we can praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the strength and the power to worship you, God. Hallelujah, God, to bless your name, God, to read your word, to war in the spirit. Even with English, we can war in the with our natural language, but in the spirit, God. This is a spiritual warfare, a spiritual war, and not a natural one. Though we live on this earth, we're not a part of this earth. We live in the world, we're not a part of the world. We're of the kingdom of God. That's why we must follow the rules and regulations concerning the kingdom of God, which is the word of God, the Holy Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth, biblical instruction before leaving earth. There's only one way to make it. No man comes to the Father except by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. As the Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus, Jesus draws us to the Father. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit lives in us, so we draw everybody to the Father in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We bless you. Thank you for this. For divine connections, God. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle of God. Hallelujah. She's an awesome woman of God, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you always stay on her post, God. You strengthen her with might in the inner man, God, on a daily basis, God. Hallelujah, God. Even for Pastor Bird, God. Hallelujah. And for Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, and Mother McCormick, God. Hallelujah. For all the pastors, God, that even it's pastor sins, God. Hallelujah. And the children, God, that come in the prayer line and pray, God, and speak a word, God. Hallelujah, God. All of you come on, God, with a word. Hallelujah. For the older generation, the middle generation, the young generation, Lord, the ones that's unfaithfully every week, God, to just hear and request prayer, God. Hear your word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and continually to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Our daily bread, God. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. We must first know that you are and that you're a rewarder of them that diligently, constantly seek you, seek your face, seek your word. Hallelujah, God. Walk in the spirit, God. Just being obedient to your word, God. Walking in the fruit of the spirit. Walking according to your word. Hallelujah. And nobody else, no other word, no other voice, God. We're the sheep of your pastor, and you're our shepherd. Any other voice of another shepherd, we won't follow. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, for greater things are yet to come, God. Lord, I speak a blessing over this whole line now. In the name of Jesus, God. I speak a right now blessing. I speak, Lord, hearts be encouraged, God. I speak healing, Lord, over the atmosphere, God. I speak the joy of the Lord being their strength, God. The peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak it. I declare your decree. It's already written in the word, God. You gave us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Gladness, God. Hallelujah, God. New clothing, God. Hallelujah for mourning, God. Hallelujah. Hey, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We give you honor and glory. Lord God, for all that's on the line tonight, we thank you for Pastor BJ always being on her post, Lord, and always ready and willing to pray. And all of these warriors here, Father, that are coming on every week, Lord, lifting your own high, because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you, Father. And we ask you, Father, please continue to bless, strengthen, help, Lord. We need help down here, Father. Your children are constantly being attacked, Father, and everybody else seems to have a right. They have a right to say or do what they want, but the Christians, Lord, don't have any rights, but we do have rights because you have given us in your word, but according to the secular community, according to the government and all, we need to hush our mouth. But your word said that if we didn't praise them, the rocks would cry out. And, Father, we're asking you to give us a closer walk with thee, Lord. Day by day, Father, help us to grow stronger in our walk, as Sister Alexander taught us so graciously and dutifully on last night. Don't let go. Keep your faith. His word is, it never fails. Well, we have to do what we have to do. And the enemy, the devil. Don't like to call his name too much because I'm trying to give him no credit. But if he ought to be afraid of us instead of us cowering and running. If we only listen, Father, and believe on your word, so many people, even the Christians that someone said in a prayer, they don't know what to do. They're becoming depressed. And with all that's going on, your human part sometimes will try to rule over, but we can't let it rule. That's what she was speaking, Mother Alexander, Evangelist Alexander was speaking last night. You have to for that word, because the word is what's going to get you to where we need to go. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said he has a plan for us, and it's a plan to do us good and to bring us to an expected end. And, Father, we come together. We just want to ask you, Father, to turn this thing around, this dreaded pandemic and all of the things that have come with it. It seems to me like different parts of the body is being attacked more than I've ever heard of in my life. Just this is happening and that is happening, Lord. The young children, the baby, the little girl that I asked you all to pray for on last week, Lord, I asked them to pray for little Fancy, little 13-year-old who had gallbladder surgery. And that's something we hadn't been hearing about. Children had it. But I do know my granddaughter had it also. She was only 15 at the time, had it. And this little girl is 13, and she has to go back into surgery in 4 weeks to have her pancreas, a cyst removed off her pancreas. But, Father, you know all about it. And we want to stand in the gap for her. Don't know if she knows the Lord. Don't know if she goes to church. But we asking you, Father, for salvation for all these people, that they would come to just get that little spark. And by hearing the word and being in service and people praying for them, that the spark will turn into a big fire, Lord. And you'll be on fire for them, Father. We just asking you to help us, Lord God, not to stand in judgment so much of what is going on, but to keep our faith strong in you and to keep on climbing up, climbing high and high, Father, because you promised in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And, Father, we know if we hold on to you, you're not going to let us go. And you said it in your word. You said we were healed already. And yet there's all time you don't say it and we don't keep just dwelling on it, but we keep holding on to our faith, Father, and believing. We pray for the careless and the unconcerned everywhere, Lord God. We pray for the believers now and the people in the world that says it's more than one way to get to the Father. It's more than one way to tithe. It's more than the Father. We believe what your words say. And, Father, we're wrong and we're in error with any of these scriptures, Father. We ask you to please bring it to our attention, Lord, because we do, Father, we want to love you more and more. We want to love you. We don't have the capacity to love like you do, Lord, but we ask you to teach us to do the best that we can do, Father, that we love and we care for one another, Father, and you just keep... We just keep moving high and high, going from glory to glory to glory, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all of the answered prayers on this line, Lord, and on prayer lines everywhere. I'm so grateful and so thankful that I was introduced to this prayer line, and we can go on and we can ask God and we can help others, sometimes strengthen other people by our prayers. And, Father, we just love you, and we give you praises, we give you honor, we give you glory, Father. And before I hang up this, I would ask, Lord God, to bless mankind everywhere, as far as humanity trod the soil, Lord, everywhere. Father, some people have not heard the gospel yet, but, Father, make a way that somebody will be able to tell them that Jesus is Lord, he loves you, he will save you. Just give him a chance, Lord, and he'll prove himself to do exactly. You don't have to be downtrodden and in the dumps for all of your life. That's not the way you're supposed to be. But a lot of Christians just think it's, you know, it's wrong to have things and it's wrong. But God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor, Father, as we pray for every need on this line, Father, for everything that concerns everybody that's on this line and beyond, Father, that you bless, set free, and deliver, Lord God. Strengthen, Father. Help us to hear this word and not just hear it, but that we be doers of the word. Thank you, Lord, for your witnesses everywhere, Father. Raise them up, Father. Raise up witnesses everywhere, Father, that more and more men and women, girls and boys will be saved, Lord. And this at this time that, Father, that the deaths will subside in this whole nation in the world, Lord. And this thing will keep a lid on it and it won't spread and come back up where it was going. We acknowledge and a lot of people say that it's not over yet. But, Father, help us to be stronger and grow stronger, Father, because trials do work patience. And patience has a perfect word. Lord, we love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the mighty and the strong name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord for the power of prayer and the prayer warriors and all that's prayed. We're going to take prayer requests now. We have about 10 minutes left, but even after that time, we still could be online to pray. And I know some of us already prayed some things for some people in between our prayers that was needful. But I just want to find out if anybody has had any prayer requests. I'm just going to call out some things and whatever, and we're just going to just try to get those prayers in and have to be brief and whatever like this, but we still want to cover them. At this time, if anyone right now, before I call anything else out, do you have a prayer request? Praise the Lord. We're not going to take up a lot of time. No one does?
Good evening. I'm not sure if was already requested for Mother Lord.
Yes. I was going to call it back up again, but we definitely would do that too. Now, anyone else?
I'd ask, please, that you continue to pray for the little 13-year-old girl that has to go back into surgery for pancreas. And I have a cousin who's...
Yeah, I just wrote that one down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a cousin who's was going in for brain surgery, but the pancreas flared up so bad until they had to cancel the brain surgery and go in and see about the cysts and everything that's on her pancreas. I hear these things, and I never heard so much in my life about the pancreas and the gallbladder and the kidneys and the eyes and all that. It just seems to be targeting certain parts. It's, I don't know. I just haven't heard anything about all these things. But we pray and ask the Lord to please, he knows all about it, to heal.
Oh, yeah, that was cousin you were talking about last week. No, not last week. That was Sunday night. One night she told us about it. So we're going to add her back into again with that because that's something recent, because I think you were talking about her and the 13-year-old. So, yes, we definitely, because I wrote that back down tonight. I'm just forced to remember to call the young girl up for the gallbladder and then have to go back in now talking about her pancreas. This is something else, like you said, these attacks even on these youth, besides the attack trying to destroy their lives. Now you're hearing more and more, like you said, with their attacking the bodies. Praise the Lord. Anybody else besides what Mother Pastor Sims and Minister Alicia? Okay, we're going to go ahead on and pray, bless the Lord. The prayer requests I had, that was one of them, to add the young lady back, the young girl back into that, praise God, in that prayer. Also, the one of the 13-year-old girl, too, that was on the news, of what is it, a few days ago, about being someone shot in the
inside the house and whatever, she was in there sleeping, and she ended up in critical condition. I haven't heard whether she made it or not, but just going to pray. And I'll try to look it up on the system tonight to see did she make it anyway. But anyway, pray for her. We pray for Pastor Bird's sinuses and her body, like she said, lining up with the word. Pray for Sister Alicia. She's coming out of COVID. She had a little bout with it, but that was her in the line. She got a couple more days in her quarantine. Pray for Minister Black. So I continue to keep him healed, and I have him on blood covering and staying focused for the kingdom work to come against those attacks against him. We pray for Evangelist Kincaid coming out of COVID, because I think in the next day or two she should be coming out of quarantine too, or either a couple of days from now. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray repent for repentance. More on force being on force, the body being on his post. Too many things distracting him, too many doors open. And pray also against that comfortable spirit for homosexuality. As we were talking about in the prayer, it's coming through the internet, coming in, you know, locally, any place we are, the cartoons, anything, TV, anything, is just trying to make everything look like this is normal. And also the thing that's coming up with on the show now, it's supposed to be something coming up soon, teaching the children how to be drag queens, you know, because that seed is just being planted and being watered, and now and so forth, like it's trying to make it creative even the more. But you know, in some of the homes and some of the things people are doing and saying and whatever like this, and some of these two mamas, two daddies, crazy stuff, and then it's spreading, and then the children going to school and feeling like they won't try to, recruit other kids and whatever like this. And then some of the things that's being allowed in the schools too as well. So we got a whole bunch of things to pray. We may not cover all of those specifically tonight, but these are some things that called up to pray. So I will ask, it don't go well if I don't make an assignment. So Mother Alexander, if you would take the prayer request for Pori too, I had it here for the Lord to bless the healing for her body and for her to be encouraged because of the attacks coming on her body. Pray, glory to God, for Kincaid, Evangelist Kincaid with the COVID. Mother Alexander, that was for you. Mother Willette, you pray for the little baby that's 13 years old, but about the gallbladder, and now all of a sudden you have a cyst on the pancreas, got to go back in the surgery to speak for her life and pray for her. And the 13-year-old that was shot in the bed while she was sleeping, Mother Willette, Brother Black, will you take the prayer request for Pastor Bird's sinus and then for, like you said, for her body to blind up? Well, we believe in tonight that's gonna cease. Pray, I don't know if Pastor's gone already, she's probably eating. So, Mother McCormick, pray for my auntie. At least she just requested all of auntie. Mother Lark, the one that had that stroke, then now they're saying, as of what we heard last night, after the prayer, was during the prayer ending, that there's some blood cancer now that's come up. I don't know the name of it. Wish you can say it, but I don't know the name of it. But it's a cancer that's come through the blood. Lisa, how do you say that name?
Multiple myeloma.
And so if you can't remember that name, just remember blood cancer. Mother McCormick, you play for Elise. And also my dad that came through the surgery with, he's still healing. He can't move that arm much right now, but still yet for that rebuilding of his shoulder. Who's missing that didn't pray yet? Brother Black, you already have yours. Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, you can go ahead and speak up. Who?
No, I got Pastor Bird.
Yeah, Pastor Bird, yeah.
Pastor Bird.
Well.
I'm asking somebody to pray for my niece, Wanda Walker.
Oh, yes. Sister Wanda in the...
Okay.
Pastor Sims can pray for Sister Wanda for that... So something was going on with the stomach. What you said, the doctor said about the stomach?
He has She has a black, excuse me, she has a blocked artery in her stomach that they supposed to be going in to do surgery on Wednesday to try to unblock it. In her stomach, and then my sister said today that they found pulse in her breast. So be praying. Y'all, I'm sorry. I took something. And
no, we're gonna let Brother Black go ahead and pray for you now. And we'll be in agreement now. Go ahead and let him pray for you. But, Brother, Pastor Sims, you heard that request for Sister Wanda just now, right? Well, if not, I pray for her. Okay, Brother Black, go ahead and pray for Pastor Bird, and we'll be in agreement with you as you pray for her sinus and headache and for the rest of her body to line up with the word. Did Brother Black fall off too? I know, I got everybody open. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we do praise you and thank you for Pastor Bird. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, your mercy and grace. God, we thank you, Lord God, no matter what the enemy has said and what he's doing, we know by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wings. You already did this for her at Calvary, and we believe in tonight. When those prayers go forth, they're going forth glory to God as we are in agreement. One chase a thousand, two for 10,000 apply. That sinuses, glory to God, whether they stopped up or whether they need to drain, but whatever pressure there, they got the loose off of it. It is any post-nasal drip going down her stomach or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus against that. We pray, glory to God, that your word, glory to God, will penetrate, glory to God, through her system tonight. Any pressure, glory to God, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We cast out Satan and all his little cords with any sickness and disease to come against his body in the name of Jesus, because that's foreign. And we're praying that she's going to get sweet sleep, and it's not going to be no vertigo. We bind that up right now. Every symptom that would even try to bring that up in the name of Jesus. We bind up dizziness. We plead the blood of Jesus and stand on your word, glory to God, with faith that it will not transfer and reoccurrence in Jesus' name, that she get the proper rest that she need to. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise amen. God. I thought I heard Brother Black's name again, Bobby's voice again. Is the phone going in and out? Because I'm
No. My phone is acting up now. No, I just had to use the restroom right quick. I came back.
Okay, then. Praise the Lord. We'll give you another one in a little bit. Mother Alexander, you go ahead with your prayer.
Okay, that is from Kincaid.
Yes, for COVID and COVID. Who else that was?
Okay, Kincaid of COVID. Oh, she's getting over the COVID.
Yes, and Alicia.
And anyway, whatever
Alicia?
It is, we put it. Huh?
Alicia and her, they're getting over the COVID.
Okay, well, we put both in the hands of the Lord because,
yes.
You know, He gave us power and authority over this foul spirit. Lord, your word said, Lord, if we pray. And your word said that by your stripes we are healed. And your word said we bind these things. So, Lord, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. And we bring Kincaid and Alicia before you, Lord God. Lord, we know that your word tells us that by your stripes we are healed. So right now we command this false spirit to loose, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell. That these two sisters, Lord, will be true with this false spirit of COVID. Lord, that spirit is running rapid, but you gave us authority and dominion to bind these things up. So we're binding it up in the name of Jesus. We come against it with the blood of Jesus, and we command it to loose the body right now in Jesus' name. We know your promises is real, Father, and we know your word said by your stripes we are healed. So we will not accept this foul spirit rising up. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and we cast it back down. That these sisters will be stepping out in victory because they are overcomers, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim this done. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, Mother McCormick.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come again. Lord, I ask you to look down on Mother. Lord God, we pray that you'll touch her body right now in the name of Jesus with a situation that she's going through right now, God. You knows all about it. You knows what she stands in the need of. We know that you said in your word, God, if it, with your stripes that we are already healed. So we claim that healing on her right now in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, will go in and intervene in her life and work out that situation right now, God. We claim total, complete healing in her body right now, from her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to let it be done according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, our Father, that you would touch that shoulder blade right now, God, that it would begin to move, it begin to come in the way that it's supposed to be. Anything that's in there, anything that's dirt, that don't supposed to be there, Father, God, you root it up out of there in the name of Jesus, that he would be able to move it on normal like he's supposed to move it in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that 2,000 years ago, you said with your stripes that we are already healed. So we claim healing in his body right now, Lord God. We bind up the devil on both of these, the mother, Lord, and mother of father. We bind that devil up that he loose them and he'll set them. They will go free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Mother Pastor Sims?
I don't know which one I was supposed to be praying for, but
I thought you were supposed to be praying for the lady, Sister Wanda's stomach with the blockage and the artery, and also having surgery on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you know all things, and you already told us in so many places in the Bible that we are already healed. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for the healing virtue that's flowing. And we do believe it's flowing because you say when two or three come together in your name, you would be in the midst. And, Father, we come in agreement that this condition will be healed, Father, that it'll be supernaturally healed, that she won't have to go through a whole lot of pain and discomfort. And whatever is wrong, Father, you will fix it like you designed it to be in Jesus' name. Lord, give us support and help on every hand. Let the word come before her every time she turns up, the word is just in her eyes, in her heart, in her spirit, Lord, and all those around her, Father, that support you and what you said in your word, Lord, that will support her and what your word says. Father, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory, Father, for all of those that's concerning this person, Father, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, just to be strength, Lord, to help them, Father, to hold on, hold up, no depression, oppression, or nothing that will come upon her, Father, that's not like you. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you for your love and for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Mother Willett, do you have the two 13-year-olds?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you've heard every situation, every circumstance of every request. And we thank you, Father God, and we cancel any oppositions, Lord God, from the answers reaching those, Lord God, that stand in need of special healing on tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and Jesus came so that we can have the fullness of life. And so, Father God, we lift up the 13-year-olds that Pastor Sims mentioned, the little 13-year-old who was supposed to go in for gallbladder, as I understand, Father God, but there's a cyst that came up on this child, and then there was the cousin who was supposed to have brain surgery, and then there's a problem with a cyst on her pancreas and a problem with the kidneys and eyes. God, in Christ Jesus' name, I know you see this devil of affliction that's coming against these young ladies, and I pray the sword of the Spirit of God will, Lord God, go forth and release your supernatural miracle-working healing power in both their lives. The one who was shot, Lord God, the 13-year-old girl who was in her home resting, and then some gunshot came through the home, and we pray for her, Lord God, divine deliverance and full recovery
in your name,
in Christ Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we know you know all about the situation, and you made us. God, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's the real enemy is you can't see. But, God, we pray that he does not win and that you give victory in both these situations. God, I pray that your divine plan for these young ladies is to live and not die. So I pray the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will release the supernatural help that they need, Lord God. And I pray that the doctors, Lord God, have wisdom and see exactly what needs to take place, Lord God. But we bind up and cancel the assignment of the wicked one that's trying to bring these afflictions upon these young ladies, and especially this gun violence. We plead the blood of Jesus against it. But God, please, Lord God, help these young ladies and give them a recovery. We ask in Christ Jesus' name. You said in your word, hallelujah, in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, the word of God says, surely you have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That means our sicknesses and our diseases. You took that upon yourself, Jesus. But you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes you're healed. I pray the prayer of faith with expectation, Lord God, that when we ask, we receive what we ask for, and we receive, Lord God, praise God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do just that, give them the life that they, Lord God, you had planned for them in the name of Jesus, and do not let the devil win in Christ Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I honor you. God, honor the request that I pray. We pray in faith, believing that we receive, and we pray, Lord God, for full recovery in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Lisa, you still on the phone? I don't know if she is or not. Brother Black, would you take the prayer request they have for the body of Christ for a spirit of repentance and a spirit for them to be on their post because so many things have gotten in the way? And then also, addition to that, the prayer request about the strongholds to come down where people feel uncomfortable even in the body of Christ with this homosexual act. We need to be praying those strongholds down just like we should have been praying even for that sneaky devil that came up with taking prayer out of school. But some things we were just kind of coasting by, talking about it, but not praying. So would you cover those things concerning the body of Christ and also that it will not become where people are just comfortable for this lifestyle, especially for the body of Christ?
Yes, Father God, we lift you up, God. But the enemy meant for good, God. We know you're able and you're willing and you will and you already have turned it around for our good and your glory, God. And we just pray right now. We lift up even the body of Christ now, God, that people in the body of Christ, Lord, won't be comfortable, Lord, won't be satisfied, God, with any homosexuality, God, any some females and males, Lord, being together, God, and putting up with it, Lord, that's contrary to your word, God. Lord, you said there's one male for every female. There's one female for every male on earth, God. It's not to be male with the male, and that's why penalties are due within themselves, God. Lord, but as we line up once again with your word, God, we rebuke, Lord, Antichrist. We rebuke everything that you set up that the enemy is trying to undo. And no one can pluck us out of your hands. And the enemy can't turn, can't overpower you, can't overtake your word, Lord, and do what he wants, even though it seems like it is. But God, that's nothing but their false evidence appearing with
a real God, and you are in control. We call those things which be not as though they were. Lord, we speak to the mind and the hearts of the men and women of God, of the body of Christ, God. Lord, that we all come and repent and line up once again to your word and live according to your word and your word only. We'll stay focused, God. And Lord, that will, Lord, that you will touch us again, refreshing and restore us once again. Lord, that we can stand on our post, God, and not be distracted, Lord, by the things that we're doing, so many things, too many things, and the things that the enemy may bring that allure, Lord, us into his traps and plans and plots and schemes. God, we just thank you, God. We bless your name, and we call those things which be not as though they were, and we declare your already written decree in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Did Alicia come back to the phone?
Praise God, yes, well, I'm here. I'm sorry, I had to. Yes, I'm
okay.
Here. The phone was on.
Okay, pray for Mother McCormick's little granddaughter, Tori, and whatever, for divine healing for her body, little female problems, enemies try to come up with her. But we believe in God, like we were saying earlier, that this, like Pastor Sam was saying, so many attacks on these little people's body. Yeah, she's 14, just turned 14, but and no more falling out and no more attacks. Glory to God, and for her not to be feeling fearful every time that time comes. So just pray for Tori.
Tori with a P or Tori with a T?
No, P-O-R, if I'm not mistaken.
P, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I come before you now. First off, God, I ask you to forgive me, God, for anything I've said or done wrong or anything, God, that's been displeasing into your sight. Lord God, that this prayer, God, will go before you. I pray, Father God, right now for Ms. Tori. Oh, Father, I pray, God, that you touch her. I pray, Lord God, that you line up, Lord God, her blood cells in the name of Jesus, the red blood cells and the white blood cells in the name of Jesus, her iron, Father God. Lord God, that everything, God, that that will cause her to have an imbalance in her hormones during that particular time, or I'm praying, Lord God, that you regulate it now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I speak healing to her body, God, that she will not have to go through this for no long period of time. I declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus that she is healed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you already said in your word, Father God, so Jesus has said that by his stripes we are healed. So, Lord God, I'm speaking healing right now. Lord God, I'm speaking to her mind, Father God. I've been through it. I understand. Not maybe to the full extent of what she's been going through, but to some of it, I'm praying, Lord God, that you touch her mind, Father God. As young ladies, we get so excited about that time because we think and feel, Lord God, it's a passage into womanhood. It's a way of saying that that we're growing up. And, Lord God, I bind and curse the hand of the enemy, God, that will try to come up against her mind and cause her to be fearful of this, or even wish, why does she even have to be like this, or why couldn't she grow up to be a little boy instead, or what's wrong with me in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke that tormenting spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, for her family, Lord God, the grandmother as well as the mother and father. This has got to be even a concern even for them, Lord God, and worry and not knowing what's going to happen next. I pray, God, for strength. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to give them, God, the words of encouragement, God, and give her the support, God, that her get through this in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, if it is something that has to be done from the medical side, Lord God, to help along with the healing, then, Lord God, there be no misdiagnosis, no misprognosis, and no interference, Lord God, with the medication, Lord God, that she have other issues to take place with it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that everything, God, will line up, God, according to your word in the name of Jesus. I continue, God, to speak healing. I continue, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, blessings upon her. I pray even, Lord God, against hard cramps right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, she just had a little tingling sensation, hey, this is about to happen, and then it's over in the name of Jesus. I bind and curse, Lord God, I'm sorry, y'all, that's on the phone, but, Lord God, anything, God, with heavy clothes, clots or anything of that nature. We bind and rebuke that now in the name of Jesus. Nothing, Lord God, to come up against her uterus, Lord God, that she won't be able to have children or she's going to have difficulty having children. We bind and rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. She's going to be able, God, according to your word, if you so for her to have children at that given time, Lord God, with her husband, where that may be, then, Lord God, she shall be able to have it, and it won't be because that she's having any kind of medical issues in the name of Jesus. We bind and curse any other thing try to come up against her in the name of Jesus of any kind of cysts or fibroids or tumors right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that her woman parts, Lord God, her uterus, her ovaries, everything, Lord God, will line up according to your word in Jesus' name. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we rebuke, Lord God, even falling out, Lord God, fainting, Lord God, because of all that's happening in her body offline and then can cause other damages. We bind and rebuke that now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that she will not have to go through that of the day in Jesus' name. We give you the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're getting ready to close. But we have also praise God for the power of all the prayers. But Carolyn Evans, the lady that said it first in the prayers with her, daughter-in-law, Tanya, her son's wife that I think she's in, I can't remember whether she's in her 30s early 40s or what. But anyway, there's one who was saying it. We were praying about some time ago, but that four-stage cancer, and her body is going through really heavy right now, and her mother-in-law saying that she's really drying up. We are praying that God bless and touch and heal. Y'all keep her in prayer. Tanya, that God bless her, that she'll live. I think she got two or three kids, but she just had one. I don't know if it was a one-year-old or two-year-old, that the Lord bless and turn this thing around, that she shall live and not die, and God bless her and raise her up. Our God, for a testimony for the glory of God, the Lord. We pray for Prophetess Lena, that glory, she's in Connecticut, that we heard, like Pastor Burton had told her yesterday, go to the hospital, but she didn't go till last night, so I hadn't called to find out how she's doing, but she had a very bad bout with COVID, but she have underlining situations too with blood pressure and also sugar diabetes. So keep Prophetess Lena Jackson in prayer too. We speak in life to her and that she don't have complications, and also her daughter that has it too, that's in the home. They're all in Connecticut. Carolyn, they're in Columbia. And Father, we thank you for Brother Black. We thank you for the minister of the gospel. We thank you for healing and touching his body. Thank you for the word that he was speaking of himself last night, yesterday, and then Pastor Mother Alexander, even through the prayers last night. Oh, I just have it, Lord, just bless and keep him, cancel any attacks of trying to take him away from the focus of the appointment of the anointing that's in his life for what God has for him. We are praying, God, that you continue to encourage him, build him up, strengthen him, and God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are blessed and keep him alert, his eyes open, his ears open, and that he'll stand boldly, go over to God with no compromising the things that God has said for him to do and say. So no matter, like Pastor Mother said last night, no matter what man say, but do what God say in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the authority and the power that you've given him and given us. Thank you for covering everyone that was praying tonight and those that are standing on the line to pray. Thank you for Sister Barbara, God, that you have blessed us, touched and strengthened in her family, herself, and even those things that she had before the Lord too as well. Thank you for Apostle Burton, God, as you bless these this next level that you've taken her to, of the things that need to be done, and the appointment that you've given her, that you'll bless the woman of God and keep her body as she take on that task. I thank you tonight for all the prayers, all that you're doing, cover our children, go out of the families, the marriages, the relationships, glory to God in the gospel. Thank you, Lord God, for our pastors, and we pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless. We're looking for a praise report even tonight for Pastor Burton. Bird, glory to God, we thank you, and we bless you. Cover us all under the blood. Bind Satan up in all his accords, every set up trap, plot, plan, and their untimely death, sickness, disease. Glory to God. We pray, God, even for Carmelita, God, the things that she has before the Lord right now, touch and bless in that family, that marriage, and that, and glory to God and her child. We just thank you, Lord God, for each one of our homes. And we're asking you, Lord, to help us have our ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord saying and the discernment and get anchored down like never before, even for the things that are coming and things that are already here. And God, we're thanking you, Lord God, that we have purpose in our life and thanking you for the plan that you have for us. Help us to believe, to receive, and to stand, glory to God, studying the word, rightly dividing the word, and being encouraged in the word.
God, we bless you tonight. And I thank you for all that you've done and doing. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. And I bless you for the angels being in camp. And we speak life. Glory to God, because in Christ we live and move and have our beings. And those weapons that are formed, they're not going to prosper to accomplish what they wanted to do. But God, we thank you through the trials and the tribulations. You're going to bring us through and you're going to bring us out. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we call our peace and joy back in angels and be in camp as well. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, everyone. We praise God for you. Thank God for the power
amen.
Of prayer. Amen. I bless
you
so much.
Love you.
Love you too. Shalom. Praise God for Rachel and Sister Lori. Y'all be blessed and be strengthened and encouraged.
Love you. Shalom.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Take care. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Lord. Oh, somebody's line of 7864 wasn't open. I don't know what happened at that time. Praise the Lord. Pray all is well, and God bless. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Bless you.